What do you consider your greatest weakness? I demand too much of myself and others. Either that or whores. How much alcohol do you consume over a 7-day period? How do you possibly expect me to remember? I mean, last month, Asda did a 2-for-1 on Malibu. I lost a fortnight. Have you ever misused any illegal substances? Yes, I once accidentally snorted heroin thinking it was cocaine. I'm not proud of that, but it happened. Best to be honest. This is a sad state of affairs, but this is the last question on the police form. Are you a racist or have you ever been a member of the BNP? I've said no, but I'm a fast learner and I'll do anything to get this job. We all saw that documentary. Oh, I applied to work at Starbucks, the posh coffee shop, because I'm in there every day anyway. I thought I might as well. Do you enjoy working as part of a team, they ask. I've said, absolutely. I very much enjoy the workplace team dynamic. It's easier to get away with stuff. Plus, there are those long lunches and the team-building weekends where you get to make a raft and finger each other and that. When was the last time you received great customer service and why was it so memorable? I was with a wonderful prostitute the other night. Seriously, she had a vagina like a mouse's ear. I imagine that would mean she could hear you coming. Sorry. Where did you hear about this role? You can't just say, Steve told me. You've got to dress it up a bit, so here's my version. Feel free to use it if you need it. Well, I just returned from teaching the Harvard MBA. My wife, Scarlett Johansson, and I were entertaining our good friend Professor Stephen Hawking, who had come to ask my advice on his latest theory concerning the evolution of the universe. He and I were in the library, browsing through my most recent translation of Etruscan hymns into Middle Flemish. When he said, and I'll never forget this, he said, Jimmy, there's a job going at Starbucks and I think you'd be perfect for it. Presents for him, and that's a nightmare, isn't it? I thought, I can't do flowers again, I can't do chocolates again, I'll go for lingerie. Mum was livid. Men think about sex every 7 seconds, which I think makes talking to your dad creepy. People say the book's always better than the film. Yeah, the book's always better than the film. I don't agree with that. I can think of loads of films that are much better than the book. Come Guzzling Sluts. I must have seen that film 100 times. It's much better than the book. The book's all stuck together and it smells funny. Applauding that, you should be ashamed of yourself. Size isn't important, it's what you do with it. Would you agree with that, ladies?
No!
There's a lady over there that likes a big cock and she doesn't care who knows it. Sorry, it's quite possible you just whispered that and it picked up an echo. Size is important, it's what you do with it. Well, I was planning to pop it in your mouth and your vagina. How's that? Is that going to be a total waste of time? I like it when ladies get tattoos. Have any ladies in here got tattoos?
Yes.
What have you got?
A vent.
A what?
A vent.
You've got a vent. I think that may be the crudest term I've ever heard for a vagina. I've got a vent. Well, if you're particularly gassy, I suppose. Whereabouts is this vent?
On my arm.
On your arm, you've got a vent. You have, by all accounts, got some sort of vent. Fucking go, girl. Nothing says feminine like air conditioning equipment. Nothing says I'm hot like I need a fucking vent. That's how hot I fucking am. Has anyone got one on the small of their back?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A football symbol.
A football symbol?
Yeah. Would you like to see it?
What, sorry? So
would you like to see it?
Yes, I would. Hey. So look. A football symbol. What is it?
Gaelic football.
It's Gaelic football?
Yeah. Irish football.
Right, no, I know what Gaelic football is. How come you've got that there? Did you do the whole team and you got a bonus? I don't know. It's just, it's always struck me, it's a lovely place to get a tattoo because it's discreet. When you ask a lot of ladies why they get a tattoo, they say, I got one there because it's just for me and my partner. Or partners. It's, you know, but my question is, if he's looking at that, he's already having a good time. The last thing he needs is more visual stimulus. What you've basically got on your lower back is a target. Having said that, I really like tattoos there, so I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to get one. I want her to either get, if you can read this, you're fucking me. Or, now wash your hands. I'd like to get a tattoo. I'm thinking about getting one just there, just across there, just above the Speedos, just above the banana hammock. Saying, caution, choking hazard. Ages 16 and up. May contain nuts. I've always liked swearing. I'm a big fan of swearing, especially sort of middle-class, polite swearing, the sort of swearing parents do in front of the kids to pretend they don't swear. Terms like effing. We all know it means fucking, but it's a nicer way of saying it, isn't it? I've got a story about this. I was at a wedding with my friend Craig. He's Scottish. He swears a lot. Actually, I don't need to say both of those things. Anyway, we're all suited and booted at this very posh wedding on our very best behaviour. He leans across the table. He says, pardon my French. I thought we were in trouble here. I happen to know you don't speak French. You barely speak English. He says, pardon my French, but we all know Paul is an effing... As if that's the bit of the sentence that needed cleaning up there. I tell you what I think we're shit at as a nation. I think we're terrible at languages. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I think the British are terrible at languages, and I think that's why at one stage we had an empire. I think our arrogance got us an empire, because, you know, we got sailing ships and we went off around the world trying to buy stuff to bring back to show off. That's what you do on your holidays. We arrived on the shores of a foreign land, we got out the boat and we said, I'd like to buy some spices, please. I'm getting nothing here, Jeremy. Say it a bit louder. Right you are. I'd like to buy some spices, please. Still nothing. Well, I'll fetch the muskets, we'll build a railway in 200 years, they'll get a call centre. Very much an abridged version of Empire, but that's what happened. I've got a little tip for you. If you get stopped by the police in the car and they do the usual thing of getting you to wind down your window and say, excuse me, sir, do you know why we stopped you? Don't say, no, did you forget? They fucking hate that. I'm actually a very good driver. Last year, I got 25 points. My maths teacher always used to say, show you're working out. So in maths, I'd always wear a vest. My best friend at school was asthmatic. For a laugh, he used to hide his Ventolin inhaler. What a wheeze. I applied to be in the fire service. They've got a very good form. They asked, what skills do you think you possess that you could bring to the fire service? I've said I'm good at playing pool, sitting on my fat ass, collecting for comic relief, and plumbing. If anything, I'm overqualified. I realise if my house burns down, they'll bring marshmallows. That's fine. They also ask, what's your greatest personal achievement to date? I've said, when I was 14, I just managed to suck the very tip of my winky. What, we've all tried. It's no one's proudest moment. Unless, of course, you succeeded, in which case, well done. Well, we have all tried, ladies. You're looking at me like you don't believe me. Now, let's do a little sociological experiment. Gentlemen, if you have never tried to fellate yourself, suck yourself off. So I was saying what it meant. I wasn't saying suck yourself off. That wasn't an order. Gentlemen, if you've never tried to fellate yourself, raise your hand now. That's my favourite bit of the show. It's the couples that have clearly been together for a while that I like best. It's the woman initially going... No, he said, put your hand up, he never listens. And then the slow look of realisation. You're optimistic, you can't even touch your fucking toes. Are you all right in the back? Excellent. It's nice to hear that, because often when I go to comedy shows, and I go to them all the time, I love coming out to see live comedy. The thing is, though, if I'm sat right at the back, I'm a little bit disappointed. I always get my ticket and go, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm fucking miles away. But there are, of course, advantages to being right at the back. You get more of a sense of theatre, of people coming together and sharing a sense of humour. What a wonderful thing that is, the great British music hall spirit. And also, if you're right at the back, this sort of thing won't happen. I fucked your mum. That's not going to happen to any of you. I've got nothing but respect for your mums. They're hard-working, decent women. Your mum still owes me a tenner. I'm joking. I owe her a tenner. Bluff. I'm your real dad. Kidding, no one knows who your real dad is. That isn't your mum there, is it? Sorry. This is a bit awkward. Hello, sir. She's brilliant in bed, isn't she? Well, sorry, I don't remember her. What, that's the thing that annoys you? Not the fact I fucked your mum, the fact... You don't even remember fucking my mum. Well, thankfully, you all seem to be laughing. You all seem to have taken that quite well. What's your name, sir?
Julio.
Julio? Is that your girlfriend, or beard, as I like to call her? Well done. It's almost like you're protesting too much. Sorry, you're clearly getting a bit of a hard time. But, you know, you're smiling through it because at a comedy gig, you're expecting people to be a bit, you know, there's a little bit of banter. You maybe weren't expecting that. But you're expecting a bit of banter. The problem comes when you do this for 6 or 7 days in a row and then you find yourself back in the real world doing something a bit mundane on a Monday morning. I don't know, maybe buying stamps at the post office. And there's a bit of cheeky banter between you and the lady behind the plexiglass. Saw you on TV on Friday night. Did you? What do you think? Well, you clearly know much for Jonathan Ross. Well, that's interesting, because I fucked your mum. Don't cry, I'll go. Any other problem? Oh, you've got a problem, sorry, yeah.
Since I was little, I've been called Ginger and Ginger Pubes.
Since you were little, you've been called Ginger and Ginger Pubes? Well, you are Ginger, what do you... What do you fucking want? I can see how that's happened. It'd be a terrible miscarriage of justice if you had dark black hair. Have I got any advice to beat the bullies? Find someone weaker than you and sort of try and turn them against him. Yeah. You think I'm Ginger? Look at this cunt. No, I've got no... I mean, beating the bullies, it's a tough thing. I think you should always... What do they say? Always stand up to bullies, yeah, because then it's funnier for everyone else. That's how the expression goes. Did your mum tell you that? No advice, she just lets them do it. Wow, she sounds great. Is she not Ginger as well?
No.
She's not your real mum. Is your father Ginger?
No.
Have they told you you're adopted? This is a hell of a way to find out, isn't it? Yeah, how did you find out you were adopted? They tell you when you were sort of 6 or 7, when you sort of process that information? No, oh, I was at one of Jimmy Carr's DVD gigs. And he told me. I'll give you a few more examples. Have a think of some more problems. Short, share, it'd be good for you. Or funny for me, one or the other. I can never remember which. Where about you from, sir?
Where?
You're from New York. What are you doing over here? Do you mind me asking?
I'm here for work. I'm an angel man.
You do something? You moved here for work?
Yeah.
What sort of work do you do? I mean, I'm not suggesting I need to see your papers, but... What are you bringing to the party?
Finance, IT.
Finance and IT, I can't really think what that is. Is that cash points? Hang on, you're looking at ATMs. It's our language, you fucking ruined it. Yeah. Next time you have a fight with someone, stop getting us involved. John, you're getting blamed for everything. Go on, you can.
If it weren't for us, we'd be speaking German.
Sorry, if it wasn't for you, we'd be speaking German. How little do you know about our language abilities? There's no way we'd have picked it up in 60 years. I've got a little time-saving tip for the gentleman in the room. I don't wash my hands after I pee. What I do is I wash my cock in the morning, then I'm good for the day. Sometimes it's the best bit of my day. I am very thorough. Do you know what you're meant to do if you're attacked by a bear? Does anyone know?
Shit on yourself.
I have a feeling that might be quite involuntary. That sounds like advice given by a forest ranger trying to kind of go, well, no, that's the procedure. I saw the bear coming at me, I thought, I suppose you could try and piss on it. Although I think if you whipped it out in front of a bear, it would think, oh, an hors d'oeuvre. Any other suggestions as to what to do if you're attacked by a bear?
Make yourself big.
Make yourself big? Yes, make yourself big. Go and grab something to eat. Work out a little. Maybe buy one of those puffer jackets. Get back to the bear as soon as you possibly can. Do you mean go like that? You're like an advert for natural selection. There's a bear coming at us. Don't worry, I'll handle this. I imagine the bear would think, oh, look, Monster Munch. Look, novelty food. Any other suggestions as to what to do if you're attacked by a bear?
Play dead.
Play dead is exactly the right answer. Do you know why you're meant to play dead? It's to get used to how you're going to be in a minute. Just so there's less mess. A snake bite isn't going to kill you. Unless, of course, you're allergic to cider. Well, that's a joke for the goths. Think about it, they're the ones that need cheering up. Life is pain, misery and suffering, an inevitable march towards death. Happy fifth birthday, Kate. By the time you read the end of this sentence, you'll have forgotten the first half, but what the hell, have a great 87th, Grandma. Office cards are difficult, leaving cards especially. You know when you have to all sign it, everyone in the office? What do you write, especially if you don't know the person? Obviously, it doesn't matter, because you're never going to see the fucker again, so... Here's what I'd recommend. We never really had a chance to get to know one another, but I've always noticed you in the office, and I just have a feeling we'd get on together. How about a drink sometime? Maybe dinner? Who knows where it might lead? Good luck with the baby. Obviously, the worst kind of card you can come across in everyday life is the whip-round card. It's a fucking nightmare. A big envelope comes around, a bit of change in the bottom. Who starts it? No one likes. I've got a theory, it's the person who the whip round is for. It's a whip round for Jimmy. Thought you were Jimmy. No. Here's what I think you should write in the next whip round card. You don't know me, but I got bullied into putting £5 in your collection because I didn't have any change and people were watching. So fuck you. I love swearing. I've always quite. Oh, you're all right, sorry, what was that? I missed a bit of chat. Hi. Sorry, it's not the telly. If you talk, I can hear. Now you're looking pissed off. You're thinking, I didn't press the red button, it's gone all interactive. What were you saying? Go on, say.
I thought
you were talking about snake bite
the drink.
You thought... You just said, I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink. Yeah. What happened was... OK, in a joke is like two stories, yeah? And the first story makes you make an assumption about something. So the assumption people made about snake bite in that joke was that it was a snake biting you. That's the setup of the joke. So you made the assumption he's talking about a snake biting someone. In the second part of the joke, often known as the punchline, what you'll find is that rug will be whipped from under you and you'll realise that the assumption you made was erroneous. Suddenly revealing a fact that was previously concealed is the nature of all one-liners, madam. So, in essence, I was talking about both snake bites, the thing that happens when a snake bites you, and also the drink. No problem at all, it's lovely to help. Since splitting up with my long-term boyfriend a year ago, I've had a string of one-night stands. I always feel cheap and used in the morning, and I swear I'll never do it again, but I can't seem to stop while I've written back. Quite an unusual opening to a letter. Give me an S, give me an L, give me a U, give me a T. Did our cheerleader just go, woo? Give me an S, give me an L, give me a U, give me a T. And you went, woo. Whoa, go, sluts. I had a friend that used to self-harm because he was bullied. I used to think, whose side are you on? I tell you who I blame for all the drugs in schools. The supply teachers. Are there any goths in today? We got any goths? No goths in the audience. Oh, there's one goth there. Hello, goth. How are you? You all right? I'm loving the goths. Don't get the wrong idea. It's just whenever I see a goth walking down the street, I don't see one person. I see two disappointed parents. Thinking he used to be such a lovely boy and now he looks like a slutty girl. I'm not having a go at young people. Some young people do have genuine problems. Some young people have got terrible skin. I had a pizza delivered last week. I thought the guy's face was a special promotion. In fairness, it did look delicious. It was all cheesy and bubbly and whatnot. Hey, if you do have bad skin, look on the positive side. It's nature's own condom. Why did you leave your previous job? Well, that's tricky to answer. You can't just put embezzling. Said, I needed a new challenge. And after you fucked the boss's wife, where else is there to go? What will you bring to the job? I'll be bringing my sister's kids with me on Tuesday afternoons. When she's doing aqua aerobics. Give an example of when you've used initiative. I've got a couple of different examples for you in case you don't like the first one. There was a fight outside the pub when I was 17 between these two massive tattooed blokes. One of the men was knocked on the pavement unconscious. I seized the opportunity and kicked him in the face. In case you didn't like that, I've got another version for you. I got ID made up saying I'm from the gas board. It's not very convincing, but then pensioners don't have great eyesight. And if she can't see the ID is fake, then does she really need a telly? Describe yourself in three words. Smart, dynamic, intelligent, attentive. Well, what I'd like to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is tell you what this show is actually about. I've had an extraordinary 12 months. I've had a life-changing experience. I was a very cynical man, and I didn't really have any religion in my life, and I've let spirituality in the last 12 months, and it's been extraordinary. So this evening, what I'd really like to do is to test... I'm joking, there's no God. Grow up. Unless, of course, you're Muslim, in which case there definitely is a God. I'm not a fucking idiot. Seriously, I don't mind upsetting the Church of England. What are they going to do? Hold a fete? This one was written to Sugar magazine, which is a magazine aimed at 14-year-old girls. I'm a girl of 14. Told you. And I'm deeply in love with my cousin. Ooh. You have our interest. We are really close, such as having sex, going out to movies, etc. That's a hell of a fucking sentence. One day, while having sex, his sister saw us and she is torturing us and saying she will tell both our parents and we're 100% sure our parents will not approve. Please help. I've written back. I say, go for it. Cousins fucking, why not? Your freakish offspring are the closest we'll ever get to real superheroes. Train toilets are disgusting. I wrote to complain. Well, I say I wrote to complain, I scrawled, this is disgusting. On the mirror, in shit. But the sentiment was there, and that's the important thing. I don't know if anyone else has got this, but my girlfriend tells me about her day in real time. Sex can get monotonous within a relationship. Same person, every month. I remember the first girl I ever held. You never forget your first hostage. I tell you what's embarrassing. Getting your cock stuck in the flies of another man's trousers. Could you move around a bit? Because I think you're encouraging the others. What's your name, Adam? I better ask.
Gemma.
Gemma. Hello, Gemma. Is there any chance you could just pop the Chinese love balls out for a minute? You seem to be teetering on the edge of orgasm at all times. I've seen it in films, I know. What do you do, Gemma?
I'm a cheerleading coach.
You're a cheerleading coach? The easiest job in the world? I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a new name for cheerleading coach, though, isn't there? Don't we call it grooming now? So, who do they cheerlead for? You have a squad called the what?
The Fury Jams.
The Fury Jams. Is that a term for menstruation? Sorry. There's a cheerleading squad called the Fury Jams. You're right, love. No, I've got the Fury Jams. And you teach people to cheerlead?
Yes, like stunting, like throwing people up in the air.
These are grown adults. 10 to 16?
Yeah.
Okay, and you get them to...
Well, it's not just pom-poms and showing your bottom.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm no expert. I know there's a lot of showering. There's more showering than you would imagine. But has anyone else got any cheerleading DVDs? I'm something of a connoisseur. I have a collection. And mainly, they like to get sudsy. Let's move this along. But lovely to meet you with your hilarious laugh. It's infectious. I like it. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks.
And thanks very much for cheerleading. Thank you for helping our young people go. It's valuable work you do. I saw a thing in the paper about animal rights protesters being up in arms because guinea pigs were being used in testing. I thought the clue there is in the name. They're not calling them guinea pigs for nothing. That's what they're for. I was in the cinema last week with a friend. He turned to me. He said, I'm just going to the gents. Do you want anything? I said, yeah, bring us back some piss. Thanks very much. Maybe one of those little minty things from a urinal. You know, they're called urinal cakes. There's a disappointing birthday. Did you get me a cake? It's not your favourite. The fog sign on the motorway. How pointless is that? Who's it for? People driving along thinking, I can't see a fucking thing. I wonder if I got cataracts. Oh no, wait, look, it's fog, what am I like? Do you all do the same thing as me? When you drive normally, you drive like that, yeah? That's the normal driving position. A little bit of fog, you drive like that. Get a little bit closer. Get a better view, just in case the fog. I'm using the car. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?